Ability, compatibility, transmissibility, utility, maturity, marketability, affordability, legibility, validity, continuity, productivity, opportunity, conflictivity, heredity, uncertainty, ambiguity, subjectivity, activity, creativity, potentiality, informality,
receptivity, transmissibility, transmittability, broadcastability, propensity, versatility, volatility, adaptability, duplicity, duality, adaptability, oddity, variety, predictability, visibility.
Was Sie hier hören, ist die Kombination akustischer Ausdrucke eines Computers. Wir alle wissen heute, Daten können als Töne, Bilder, Texte, Virtual Reality und in Zukunft, wer weiß noch was, abgerufen werden. Was nicht heißt, dass der Mensch noch sehr viel Macht über die Systeme, in denen Daten transportiert werden, ausüben kann. Diese Systeme kontrollieren sich im Verbund längst selbst. Was bleibt, der Mensch als Störfaktor oder Troubleshooter? Doch selbst in dem winzigen Bereich der den Menschen zugewandten Seite der Technik, in dem dieser Mensch noch Konstellationen, Konfigurationen etc. in vorgegebenen Kontexten herstellen kann, auf der Oberfläche der Medien sozusagen, lässt sich noch einiges machen, zumindest für das eigene Fortkommen und Ansehen, die eigene Erkenntnis oder gar die anderer. Wer weiß. Bei einem etwas ungewöhnlichen Kunstradio, unter anderem zu linguistischen Strategien zur Analyse der Sprache von Managern, begrüßt sie Heidi Grundmann.
So I wanted to start WordWatch for a long time. But for a long time the technology wasn't ready for it yet. And the chief advantage of going at WordWatch now is that computers are faster and cheaper. And also they provide security. Because one of the things that WordWatch does is it goes in and it records confidential conversations in the boardrooms of corporations where normally people are not allowed. And I've known for years that people have expressed their values, what they believe, through language. And it's possible to really see what's going on in these corporations and in these boardrooms by listening to what people say, by watching what the words are that they're using.
Tom Schürmann, der Präsident von WordWatch Systems Incorporated, der sich vor kurzem in Österreich aufhielt und auch dem Kunstradio einen Besuch abgestattet hat. WordWatch Systems Incorporated zeichnet, kurz gesagt, Gespräche und Sitzungen in den Chefetagen großer Firmen auf. Die Worte von Menschen, die ihre Werthaltungen, das, woran sie in Bezug auf wirtschaftliche Zusammenhänge glauben, in Sprache ausdrücken.
So what we've been doing is we've been setting up sites, recording sites, in boardrooms across the eastern United States, where we set up installations where machines listen to the language, to everything that's said in the boardrooms across America. So as these conversations are recorded, and millions of words are fixed onto these computer disks, we can then go back and we can analyze these conversations for how words are used and how things are repeated.
WordWatch Systems Incorporated, WWS, hat also in den Sitzungszimmern von Firmen in den Vereinigten Staaten Maschinen installiert, die die Gespräche in diesen Räumen belauschen und aufzeichnen. Millionen von Worten wurden auf diese Weise im Computer gespeichert und können von WWS analysiert werden.
One of the first things that we noticed years ago is we noticed that there was a tendency for people to use verbs as nouns and to use words with the suffix "-ity", "-ity", at the end of English words.
Schon vor einiger Zeit fielen Experten von WWS bei ihren Analysen auf, dass es eine Tendenz gibt, im Englischen Verben zu Hauptwörtern zu machen, indem man ihnen die Endung "-ity" anhängt. Was auf Deutsch etwa bei Fremdworten der Endung tät entspricht.
So words like creativity, compatibility, mobility, interactivity became very, very hot words, and we noticed this movement. Well, those words are what are called action nouns, and they're normally words that are verbs like to create. So if we put "-ity" on the end of "create" and make creativity, we create a noun, an abstract noun. And that is very different than using other suffixes like isms.
Die Experten von WWS stellten einen richtigen Trend zu Begriffen hin fest, die mit der Endung -iti enden, im Gegensatz zu den sogenannten Ismen, die ja übrigens besonders in der Kunst schon lange bekannt sind.
So we've identified that, for instance, in the corporate sector, that creativity, compatibility and interactivity are very, very hot words. And these words end up being used thousands and thousands of times per month in our installations.
Im Managementbereich sind also die Begriffe Kreativität, Kompatibilität und Interaktivität, zumindest in den USA, sehr heiße Begriffe. Mit der üblichen Verspätung zwar, aber doch dürfte dieser Trend auch bei uns schon angekommen sein.
Now, we've been doing, our company is 4 years old and we have amassed quite a bit of data by this time. And we've determined that the growth in these itty words is fantastic. We've recorded 371 itty words, right, total in the English language that are in use. Some of these words, like creativity and interactivity, are so hot that they can literally be used 1,000 times in 1 week in one of these boardrooms. And we find that the increase is so dramatic that by the end of the last quarter of 1994, we found from that period of time to the first 2 months of 1995 that the increase of itty words in terms of frequency is up 63% in less than a year's time, in less than a half year's time. So by determining these itty words and monitoring how people are using language, we're able to project values. And in a corporate setting, values determine how people make money, because that's what people want to do. So what we're particularly interested in doing is listening to what people say and projecting how they use these words so that we can determine how they wish to make money and perhaps can see how they can make more money through the use of language.
In den 4 Jahren seines Bestehens hat WordWatch Systems Incorporated in den Sitzungszimmern der Vereinigten Staaten 71 sogenannte ITI Words, also Begriffe mit der Endung ITI, isoliert. Und die Wachstumsrate ist enorm. Manche Begriffe, wie eben Kreativität, werden in einem Sitzungszimmer an die 1000 Mal in einer Woche verwendet. Und in den letzten 3 Monaten des Jahres 1994 bis Ende Februar 1995 stellte WWS, was den Gebrauch bestimmter IT-Words betrifft, eine Zuwachsrate von bis zu 60% fest. Wie WWS-Präsident Tom Sherman schon einleitend sagte, geht es seiner Gruppe dabei darum, Werthaltungen des Managements fest und darzustellen. In der Wirtschaft bestimmen diese Werthaltungen, wie die Leute ihr Geld machen. Durch die Analyse von Begriffen stellt WWS fest, wie die Manager gerne ihr Geld machen würden und versucht sie dabei zu beraten, wie sie ihre Einnahmen maximieren können.
So that's what we do. We watch what people say. And we help people make more money by listening to what they say. So this is just part of the consciousness industry in America, and it's really part of the knowledge and information sector. And what we do is we sell consciousness, we sell self-consciousness. So by creating this environment where people are really watching what they say and not just saying it, we find it very useful for our clients, and we have a lot of people that are interested in our services.
Die Tätigkeit von WordWatch Systems Incorporated ist also Teil der Bewusstseinsindustrie, Teil der Bereiche Wissen und Information. WWS verkauft Selbstbewusstsein, macht den Managern ihre Rede bewusst und ist damit sehr erfolgreich. Zur Wiedergabe der Aufzeichnungen aus den Sitzungszimmern verwendet WWS übrigens ein Gerät der Firma Kurzweil, das für Blinde entwickelt worden ist, den Reading Edge. Ein englisches Wortspiel.
It's like a photocopy machine. In this machine, you just open up the top and you place a text, any text that you want, in English, or if you have the language models, in German or Italian or French. I think there were 5 languages. And it will read the text, it will scan it, and you can scan, I've scanned as many as 15 pages into it at one time. It then has a keyboard that allows you to then, it'll talk to you and it'll say, I am now ready to read to you. And then you push the button and it begins to read. And you have an adjustment so that you can adjust the speed by which it reads to you. And you can pick any one of 9 voices.
Beim Kurzweil Reading Edge handelt es sich also um eine Art Kopierer. Man kann einen beliebigen Text hineinlegen und das Gerät beginnt, ihn vorzulesen. Man kann die Lesegeschwindigkeit regulieren und man kann aus 9 verschiedenen Stimmen auswählen, die auch Namen tragen.
Dr. Dennis, Beautiful Betty, Rough Rita, Whispering Wendy, Kit the Kid, Perfect Paul, Huge Perry, Frail Frank
und Appetit Ursula. Jede Stimme des Geräts hat ihren eigenen Charakter, der sich einem aufdrängt, obwohl man weiß, dass es sich um eine Maschinenstimme handelt. Tom Sherman stellt sich eine Zukunft vor, in der unsere Maschinen zu uns sprechen, jede mit einer anderen, wenn möglich einer sympathischen Stimme.
Eventually in this area these voices will be very important, so that machines that we have that will talk to us will be first of all talking to us in voices that are like the machines. Say if we're in a studio and we have 9 different machines, the voices will have to be identifiable from one machine to another. Second of all, we will want to like these voices, so we'll want to like these people. So the voice quality and tones will be probably adjustable, but will also be available by type.
Versatility, volatility, adaptability, duplicity, duality, adaptivity, passivity, neutrality, compatibility, transmissibility, flexibility, recyclability, marketability, affordability, legibility, validity, continuity, productivity, opportunity, constructivity, heredity, absurdity, ambiguity, subjectivity, creativity, potentiality,
informality, receptivity, transmissibility, transmittability, broadcastability, propensity, versatility, volatility, adaptability, duplicity, duality, adaptability, oddity, variety, predictability, visibility, acuity, clarity, lucidity, impossibility, possibility, probability, oddity, variety, predictability, visibility, acuity, clarity, lucidity.
ITIWords von WordWatch Systems Incorporated. Nicht zuletzt die Kraft der Persönlichkeiten hinter bzw. in den Stimmen des Kurzweilgerätes Reading Edge war es, die WWS-Präsident Tom Sherman dazu anregten, Vergleiche zwischen menschlichen Stimmen und Maschinenstimmen anzustellen. Hier ein Beispiel.
It, bit, bitty, ditty, gritty, witty, shitty.
It, bit, bitty, ditty, gritty, witty, shitty.
Serenity, tranquility, infinity, ubiquity, conceptuality, materiality, totality, textuality.
Serenity, tranquility, infinity, ubiquity, conceptuality, materiality, totality, textuality.
Serenity, tranquility, infinity, ubiquity, conceptuality, materiality, totality, textuality.
Ethereality, mortality, immortality, spirituality, deity, divinity, trinity, horizontality, geometricity, centricity, centrality, circularity, concentricity, urbanity, city, specificity, vicinity, contiguity, municipality, community.
Ethereality, mortality, immortality, spirituality, deity, divinity, trinity, horizontality, geometricity, centricity, centrality, circularity, concentricity, urbanity, city, specificity, permeability, viscosity, contiguity,
infinity, scarcity, priority, reality, relativity, nativity, gravity, technicality, informality, humidity, formality, deity, quantity, entity, hyperactivity, activity, interactivity, intentionality, conductivity, electricity, luminosity, radioactivity, polarity, instrumentality, digitality, directionality, artificiality, systematicity,
humility,
domesticity, connectivity, humanity, solidarity, collectivity, university, community, society, audacity, humanity, equality,
Simultaneity, continuity, eventuality, velocity.
Tom Sherman, der Präsident von WordWatch Systems Incorporated, einer Firma also, die in den Sitzungszimmern von Firmen und Konzernen in ganz Amerika Aufzeichnungsinstallationen anbringt, um mit Hilfe neuer Technologien linguistische Untersuchungen der Managersprache durchzuführen, ist der Auffassung, dass die sogenannten IT-Word-Hits Kreativität, Kompatibilität und Interaktivität in den amerikanischen Sitzungszimmern deshalb so häufig sind, weil sie auf einen Mangel im Bereich der Industrie und Wirtschaft verweisen. Shermans Argumentation: In der Kunst zum Beispiel kämen genau diese Worte nicht sehr häufig vor. Gewisse Bedenken ließen sich da allerdings im Bereich der Medienkunst zumindest anmelden, denn dort ist das Wort Interaktivität zurzeit ziemlich im Schwange. Es liegt uns fern, daraus im Sinne Shermans gleich auf einen Mangel an wahrer Interaktivität in der Medienkunst zu schließen. Wie auch immer, Tom Sherman hat sich über den Bereich Kunst im Laufe der 4 Jahre, in denen sein WordWatch Systems Incorporated jetzt schon in Sitzungszimmern und an Computern arbeitet, so seine Gedanken gemacht und auch diese Überlegungen in einem seiner Experimente den Stimmen des Kurzweilgeräts vorgelegt.
Quick. Quick is the title of this thing. The quick one's perception or experience or description of life is art. Art is communication. It is not communication. Art is information. It is not information. Art is stereotypical. It is atypical. It is prototypical.
Art is speculation on the future. It is speculation on the past. Art is an accurate description of the present. Art is a language for defining oneself. Art is a language for finding others like oneself. Art is a language for immersing oneself into a global society. Art is useful for distinguishing oneself from everyone else. Art is a language for communicating with other species. Art is a language for distinguishing us from machines. Art is a substitution for one's presence in the world. Art is a house one builds to provide shelter and a sense of identity. Art is the way people reproduce without producing dependence.
Art is a virtual space, not a real space, that artists produce to exist in. Art is a trapdoor which opens up into a different dimension or reality. Art is dead, over, done with. Art is obsolete, like a technology or a species that has gone extinct. Art is an escape hatch or a pressure valve. It lets the artist blow off steam. Art is a series of new toys. Artists make things to amuse themselves. Art is the manifestation of guilt or greed or fear or generosity.
Art is the hard copy of love. Ultimately, it is all that is good, the generosity of spirit. Art has been various things to people at various times. As the times and the needs of people have changed, art has changed, and thus the role of the artist has been redefined. In this era, which is marked by extreme technological change, radical change,
making art results from feeding on other people's art. If art isn't needed today, maybe we are wasting our time.
There is one thing we can say for sure: art is something that can be used to influence people. Politically correct art is made and used to influence people to become more politically correct themselves. Art is made to advance political change. This has led to socialist art in capitalist countries. This has led to art expressing individualism, perceptualism, and formal concerns in socialist countries. In North America, we see much more interest in celebrating diversity and in recognizing the other. Women, underrepresented groups, native people. This may continue the recognition of information.
Determines the way the story is told. Art is a kit for making art. Those who stumble onto art learn how to make art from the art they find. Some art, most impressive art, is art that reproduces itself. Art that makes art for the
other person on the planet. Art is life, the creation of life. Art is death, a celebration of letting go. Art is everything I am not. Art is the creation of life beyond the body. Art is the creation of life, a life that can sustain itself on the attention of others. Tweet can be used to defend oneself or to harm others. Ta-da is an accident ready to happen. Ta-da is the way dead people communicate with the living. Data is the way the living speak to the dead.
Art should function like a sound bite. It should find its complexity and scale of influence in the presence it has in the media. Instead, we see artists amassing huge collections of their own work, often repeating the same gesture over and over, so it may accumulate in a pile of physical objects, a series of unique physical objects, with a tiny percentage of these things reproduced in media, only very rarely, if at all. Tweak, 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 tweak.
Tweak. Von Tom Sherman, den Sie heute im Kunstradio als Präsident von WordWatch Systems Incorporated kennengelernt haben. Entschuldigung, was wir eben hörten, bedeutet mir, die Technik hat noch eine Fortsetzung.
Tweak. Tweak is the title of this thing. To tweak one's perception or experience or description of life is art. Art is communication. It is not communication. Art is information. It is not information. Art is stereotypical, it is atypical, it is prototypical. Art is speculation on the future, it is speculation on the past. Art is an accurate description of the present. Art is a language for defining yourself.
Art is an admission of need. Art is a declaration of desire. Art is a statement of satisfaction. Art is a distraction. It is a lie. It distracts others from our private self. The artist must keep his private voice private. That's why it is better not to make art if one needs privacy.
Art is an anchor to hold us down against the winds of change. Art is a signal, sometimes a very weak signal, of things to come, things we don't recognize yet, because the time has not yet arrived. The artist is an advanced scout who rides out ahead, blazing a trail for us to follow. The artist is the antennae of his or her race.
Tweak, tweak, tweak. Art is the way people escape their skins, real and imaginary. Art is the way humans fly or live underwater or in outer space. Art is a way to walk through walls or travel faster than a speeding bullet. Art is a way to become really tiny, even microscopic or huge. Art is a way to become really gross and obnoxious. Art is a way to become perfect. Art is a way to transform the self into another form completely unrelated to the body. Art is a way to become invisible. Art is a way to be in two places at the same time. Art is a way to become a machine.
The North must recognize the South. Concern for the environment and respect for the diversity of the biosphere will prevail in all aspects of culture. The idea of the naturalist, the artist as naturalist, the one who makes things about what he sees, honestly, without trying to shape his reporting to favor only the beautiful or the grotesque, will emerge. The idea of the naturalist is indistinguishable from the perceptualist, the one who represents his perceptual experience. The impossibility of feeling that we are one with nature is a good problem for the contemporary artist to grapple with. An artist will be less concerned with the depth of his or her work than with
making
its presence in the media.
Making ta-ta is a form of conversation with people
like
who are nowhere to be found.
Find
making ta-ta is an excuse for not spending time with other people. Making blah 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 results from feeding on other people's art. If art isn't needed today, maybe we are wasting our time making art. Even if ta-ta isn't needed today, it is still very important to make ta-ta, so that when people need art in the future, there will be art for the needy. If blank isn't needed today, the tweak that is being made today must be being made for another time. We seem to be making information and storing it so we can have enough for a period of time in the future. The audience doesn't need information as much as the artist needs to make ta-da. Artists need to have tweak around them. Art seems to be getting smaller and lighter these days. Art often seems to be completed in the planning stages.
Art
is so complex
today
that it takes
secret messages to be exchanged without being intercepted. Art is an environment that artists create to live in. Art is extra space that artists need. Without their art, they feel hemmed in. Art is a virtual space, not a real space, that artists produce to exist in. Art is a trapdoor which opens up into a different dimension or reality. Art is dead, over, done with. Art is obsolete, like a technology or a species that has gone extinct. Art is an escape hatch or a pressure valve. It lets the artist blow off steam. Art is a series of new toys. Artists make things to amuse themselves. Art is the manifestation of guilt, or greed, or fear, or generosity. Art is the hard copy of love. It is all that is good.
An artist will be less concerned with the depth of his or her work than with its presence in the media. Art should function like a sound bite. It should find its complexity and scale of influence in the presence it has in the media. Instead, we see artists amassing huge collections of their own work, often repeating the same gesture over and over so it may accumulate in a pile of physical objects, a series of unique physical objects, with a tiny percentage of these things reproduced in media, only very rarely, if at all. Tweak, 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 tweak.
Darf ich Sie darauf aufmerksam machen, dass Sie Unterlagen zu dieser Sendung, in der wir Sie anlässlich eines Besuches von Tom Sherman über sein Birdwatch Systems Incorporated informierten, ab nächster Woche auch bei Kunstradio Online im World Wide Web im Internet finden. Wenn Sie keinen Internetzugang haben, laden wir Sie zur IFABO ein, auf den ORF-Stand in der Halle 10, Stand 201. Auch dort können Sie im World Wide Web flanieren. Unsere Adresse im World Wide Web: http://www.thing.or.at/thing/orfkunstradio in einem Wort klein.html.
Versatility, volatility, adaptability, duplicity, duality, adaptivity, passivity, neutrality, compatibility,
transmissibility, utility, maturity, marketability, affordability, legibility, validity, continuity, productivity, opportunity, constructivity, heredity. absurdity, ubiquity, sovereignty, activity, creativity,
hospitality, informality, receptivity, transmissibility, transmittability, broadcastability, propensity, versatility, volatility, adaptability, duplicity, duality,
probability, oddity, variety, predictability, visibility, acuity, clarity, lucidity, impossibility, possibility, probability, oddity, variety, predictability, visibility, acuity, clarity, lucidity.
Tom Sherman wurde übrigens bei seiner Arbeit an Bird Watch Systems Incorporated Watches What You See in Wien an einem Pro Tools Arbeitsplatz genau der Art, wie Sie ihn im ORF-Stand bei der IFABO finden werden, von Anton Reininger von der ORF-Technik betreut. Die Textarbeiten von Tom Sherman, und Sprache ist ein Hauptmaterial des Künstlers, der zurzeit an der Syracuse University New York lehrt und zu den führenden Video- und Medienkünstlern Nordamerikas zählt, die Textarbeiten von Tom Sherman werden von anderen Künstlern und Theoretikern hoch geschätzt. Im vergangenen Jahr verwendete zum Beispiel der franco-kanadische Komponist und Radiokünstler Jean Pichet, der in Vancouver und zurzeit in Indien lebt, einen Text aus Tom Shermans Serie Machines Are Us. Sie alle kennen die Spielzeugkette Toys Are Us, auf die sich dieser Titel bezieht, als Grundlage seiner Arbeit Cyber Cerber.
Mémoire, logique. Personne ne peut discuter un point qui dépasse les limites de ses intérêts personnels. Nous prenons pour la vérité ce que nous nous rappelons être vrai. Et pour se souvenir, il faut des machines précises, inexhaustibles. Nous avons abdiqué l'organisation de notre mémoire. L'oubli n'existe plus. La vérité s'établit d'elle-même par contre-référence sur des tracés de silicone. Les perspectives personnelles reconstruites par ressouvenir du souvenu. En cela réside l'épreuve documentaire de notre existence sur mémoire machine. Thank you.
sors, je pars, je me seul. J'apporte toujours une machine. Pour les copains comme ça, inséparables.
Comme ça.
On est copains.
Comme ça. Comme ça.
On est surgelé par commande à distance. Faut que je tue.
Je mange. Gigot. Surgelé par commande à distance. Faut que je tue. Machine et moi, on est comme ça. Viande rouge, force vie, machine sur décision, mémoire disponible, mesure variable, pour couvrir les traces. Machine et moi.
Le corps n'est plus une adresse permanente. Nous sommes des sans-abris électroniques. Le corps est au monde des choses inanimées, remplacées par ses constructions en mémoires externes, recherches en territoire familier, toucher des objets évanescents et confirmer la bienveillante solidité d'un ordre réalité en conversation avec soi-même, précisant le détail, aiguisant le geste, par ancrage de relations stéréotypées. Je prétends partager des secrets inexistants avec quelqu'un d'autre. D'où vient ce détachement? Mes machines sont patientes. Elles écoutent. Le corps déconnecté. Mémoire machine. Mémoire souvenir. Mémoire logique.
Cyber Cerber von Jean Pichet nach einem Text aus Tom Shermans Serie Machines Are Us, produziert 1994 in Kanada. Nächste Woche also finden Sie Kunstradio online im World Wide Web und bei der IFABO am ORF-Stand Halle 10, Stand 201 und natürlich am Donnerstag um 22.15 Uhr wieder im Programm Österreich 1.